It's The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. Turning to Washington now, where sometime in the next couple of days or weeks, President Obama is expected to issue an executive order that would defer deportation for potentially millions of undocumented immigrants, provide work permits to others. Advocates of immigration reform say the president's actions aren't without precedent. After all, Presidents Reagan and George H.W. Bush issued executive orders that had amnesties in them. But it's caused an uproar among today's Republicans, both those who support immigration reform and those who don't. Those different camps are then divided over how best to respond to the president. Here to tell us more is Steve Munisteri, chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. Hi, Mr. Chairman.
Hello. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. And as you know, there have been lots of cries from different corners of the Republican Party how to respond if President Obama uses his executive order pen in the area of immigration. They sort of run the gamut. Some are very confrontational. Some include government shutdown, spending bills. There's even a few people talking about impeachment. What do you think Republicans should do after the president acts?
I do think it's important that we put together a program and an alternative. The problem with the Senate bill is that it guaranteed citizenship and it didn't have milestones to check to make sure that the border was secured or require the border to be secured first. I do think most Republicans, not all, but the vast majority of Republicans, including our hardcore conservative activists, are open to the idea of allowing some of the people that are of the 11 million that are here to stay under some circumstances, but it has to be conditioned upon a real solution to our border crisis and to ensuring that there's not an incentive for the problem to happen again.
Now, you mentioned some of the hardcore conservative activists in your party. I want to play one now so that we can give people an idea of some of the conflict that Mitch McConnell and John Boehner might be confronting here. Listen.
If an impeachment comes up, it's not because Congress wants to do that. It's because the president has chosen to bring that upon himself for not enforcing the laws on the book. If he doesn't like a law, he needs to get it changed, not wave his pen and use his phone, as he has arrogantly stated over and over again.
Steve Munisteri, that's Congressman Ted Yoho. He's from Florida. If John Boehner is put into a corner where the House actually votes on the impeachment of a president, does a chairman of a Republican party like you want that to happen?
No. First, the Constitution says for high crimes and misdemeanors, not for overstepping a statutory or constitutional authority that can be resolved in the courts. Second, it's very traumatic for a country to have impeachment, which is just bringing charges in the House. And third, everybody knows that the president is not going to be removed from office because it requires a two-thirds vote in the U.S. Senate. We have an election in less than 2 years. That's what we need to focus on, as well as a potential court challenge if he oversteps his authority, in our view. But in the meantime, I think it's important that we try to educate the president as to what's really occurring here on the border. He's been to Texas many, many times. He's refused to come to the border every time he's been here.
Steve Munisteri, my last question, I'll let you go. You know, your advice for Republicans, don't pursue a strategy that can't win, that will only inflame the country. The president's gone after 2 years anyway. A shutdown is another option here. And I guess the question is, your advice, if you think it's reasonable to Republicans to not go the confrontation route, will it be followed?
Well, first of all, I think most people recognize that there's a frustration out in the country with both parties. I think shutting down the government would add to that frustration and in all probability lead to our party being blamed, so it would end up being counterproductive. So although their heart may be in the right place, I think at this point in time, that's not the right strategy.
Steve Munisteri, chairman of the Republican Party in Texas, thanks for helping us understand.
My pleasure. Anytime, sir.